The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Missy, a homeschool mother, is with us from California. Matthew is our fifth grade student, and Mason is our fourth grade student. Now, I was just thinking about some of the other benefits of homeschooling. One benefit is you don't need to get the government mandated immunizations that public schools require. You don't need to do that if you're homeschooled. And another is you don't have to eat the food that is regulated by Michelle Obama. I'm absolutely serious.
I remember when it was called a hot lunch. Whatever happened to hot lunches besides pizza?
Yeah, and you know, I think Michelle is interested in putting salt shaker manufacturers out of business. That's one thing that she seems to want to regulate, the amount of sodium in our diet. And Rick, you know that without sodium, our bioelectrical system will absolutely not function.
Well, that was what Mahatma Gandhi was all about in his march to the sea and his right to salt.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing was about. It's historically, there it is. And salt licks are your best way of saying howdy to the neighborhood, because the wildlife needs it like you do, and to put a salt lick out keeps your game around.
That's what you're absolutely right.
When it goes down and all the hunters go out in the woods to survive, the deer and game are gone, baby, gone. They'll go to the rock line. And but a salt lick is essential for the echo part of it. And to put something like that up for the animals as a gift is kind of like putting out a bird feeder for the hummingbirds. They will thrive.
You're absolutely right, and we have them all over our farm. We literally do. We have a salt lick right outside the maybe 50 feet from the back door, and we have a 350-pound calf. Maybe he's close to 400 pounds now. He was a bottle-fed calf, and he hangs around right by the house. He sleeps here, and he's actually part of the family. He thinks he's a dog, and he has his own salt lick, and it's right out.
Human, and you're human. What do you think you are, Vincent?
Now Matthew is up next with his question. Matthew, what is your question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
What absorbs in my body faster, food or liquid?
You know, in some ways, you're like your brother, and you're really lucky to have a bright brother. He's bright, by the way he's asking these questions. And you get to come along for the ride, so that when he gets his microscope, I'll bet it's you that starts looking at the swamp water around and what's in the water. Okay, here's the deal about the size of a particle. That's why you chew things down in your mouth before you swallow them. Most dogs gulp everything, and bones and whatever. And I don't know if you've ever looked at their feces and what's in it, but their digestive system is a bit different than yours. And what you want to do is you continue. I have a video I'm sending to Missy so that you can watch this little video on how a digestive process works, A, B, C. Now, we When you chew the food, it goes down into the large intestine and is broken down into smaller and smaller particles. Then it's moved to the small intestine and it's broken down into smaller and smaller particles until at some point it's so small that cells individually can absorb the nutrient. And so you have a bunch of processes of breaking something down from large to small. Now, liquids are mostly water. Almost all liquids are mostly water. They might have other things in them for flavor and whatever, but mostly, like your body, is 78% water. And so the smaller... water is one of the smallest molecules in the universe. It's two hydrogen and one oxygen molecule. And oxygen is number six and hydrogen's number one. There isn't anything smaller than a hydrogen molecule, atom, I mean. And so when you mix these three, you have water. And that's real, real, real small. Maybe a thousand or 10,000 times smaller than the cell wall itself. And so water just goes right through it. Boom. Just like that. Just like a little asteroid going through the solar system. Think of it as the same thing. And the smaller the particle, the more quickly and easily it is digested or assumed or assimilated in your body for use. And so you're constantly chewing longer in your mouth before you swallow. That's a good thing to do. If you drink more water while you're doing that, it will thin the product so that it's more easily broken down quicker. That means water is the part of it that makes digestion work with bacteria and all kinds of other, you know, assault teams going down there, breaking that product down into smaller and smaller products. Does that kind of help give you a sense of it?
Yeah.
How did that work for you, Matthew? Did you understand what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, so liquid vitamins are better than pill counterparts. If it's a pill, it's a big chunk, and your body has to break it down. You burp, and you can taste it. You know, that's what's happening. It's breaking down. And what you want to do is break it down before it goes down in the chest. That'd be a liquid form, because the liquid's in smaller, smaller pieces.
Matthew, do you have
a... the bad news, by the way. I should just add another one. The body only absorbs anywhere from 3% to 20% of most of the vitamins you take. You're lucky if you take a 500 milligram of vitamin C. You're lucky if you're even going to get 100 milligrams. You know, 1/5 or 20% of it.
That probably explains why I take vitamins three times a day, right, Rick?
Well, yeah, and that is correct. Actually, to be correct, is that these vitamins are in everything. And that if you eat properly, you don't need to supplement. The problem is our food choices and our food groups that we now deem as important with fruits and, you know, grains and whatever, are such protein that what's happening is that we are beginning to find limitations of certain salt. For example, is not in the, okay, there it is. See, you don't need salt. If you eat correctly, you don't need salt. Salt is in everything. It's just our nutrition choices now, like chicken. Chicken used to be, a free-range chicken used to be one of the healthiest sources of protein there was. Now it's not, because it's mass-produced, and as such, a chicken is allowed 11-inch by 8.5-inch square, and then they just put them together and have machines that go through and harvest them. It's creepy. And that's why buying your food at a public market where you know where the food was grown, you know how it was butchered, that kind of thing, is always, always better nutrition. And then chewing it longer in your mouth and taking liquids all the time, drinking liquids, because whatever's in your stomach at whatever particle size it is, and it'll be in there for half a day, breaking digestion process. You can't drink enough water. The more you do, the better digestion and the better everything's going to work in your body.
I like fruit, but my mom always told me to eat protein when I'm hungry.
That has to do with Stillman and some work at MIT that may or not be true. Mostly, you don't want to eat carbohydrates when you're hungry because that your body at that point tends to want to turn it into a fat and store it for later use. That's what a fat is. It's stored for later use. Now, that means a lot of people around here have big, pretty good-sized piggy banks on them right now, don't they? And unfortunately, way more than they need. And running on a tighter, leaner machine, your body, means it's more efficient rather than carrying around a lot of junk. That's, Rick, you know, people collect junk. That's what fat is. It is stored energy that probably will never get used except as a burp.
My Rick, brother has when, no idea why protein is good.
What's this now?
Yeah, it's like the lysosomes. They get stronger so they can protect the cell more.
Yeah, proteins are important. Actually, it's the amino acids that do the duty work for rebuilding destroyed larger tissue. That's what the fiber part is about and how it goes through the body and eliminated. It cleans out your body. It's like a wire brush going through. So when you're eating proteins, they will create fiber that as you can do fiber and other things, but protein is a good source of it. The thing you don't want to do is eat about 4 hours before you go to sleep. Used to say you can't go swimming at least 1 hour after you've eaten. Well, I'm now saying you can't eat any food 4 hours before you go to bed. And if you do that practice alone, your digestion and breaking things from large particles like bread down into simple vitamin B, whatever, there it is. That's the best form you can do. You don't want to eat 4 hours after. And if you must eat something, then your mom's right. You eat protein because that's completely broken down. It does not, like carbohydrates, be stored as fat.
Coming up next, Mason, you're up next with your question. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're teaching science in our homeschool class for 2 hours today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is our instructor, senior instructor. And Mason's up with his question. Mason?
What's before Mason yes. does this, Matthew, that was a great question and led to a whole new universe of the nature and concept of what nutrition is about and why you do things in liquids over solids. It's an excellent question. Thank you.
Rick, you know, I think this is a high school science question, possibly even a college science question. Do you think I'm right?
No, it's one that they're asking postdoctoral, and nobody understands how gravity works or even why gravity exists. One way of looking at gravity is to think of it not as a force like magnetism, you know, where there's an attraction because of electrons and protons and, you know, that kind of thing, but instead as a natural result of the way mass bends space. Now, the way I would do it... you need to envision in your mind's eye a piece of a soft rubber like latex a drum, and you put an apple in the center of that plastic and bends it so that other objects, like planets, that are moving in a straight line are also going around the star. It looks to us like the star is pulling on the planet, but really, the star is bending space. Now, that is the current theory of how it all works. We have particles that do a dialogue. It's called gravitons. We've never been able to find them, so they probably don't exist. But another way of thinking of gravity is to think that the star and the planets are exchanging tiny particles, like what I call gravitons, that help pull the star and the planets together. That's the second theory, that there's a particle that's doing it, kind of like exchanging information. But really, where I'm going in my universe, I think it's sort of like to think that somehow mass, whatever that is, and we'll talk about that later, mass, heavy, weight, or light, you know, like a feather, will bend space differently. And that's what we now call gravity. There is just a snicker a little bit in public schools, which you don't get to go to, in the public bathroom. They'll have a little graffiti written on the wall that will say there's no such thing as gravity. The earth just sucks. Just kidding.
So it's like if I play catch with my brother, the ball are gravitons, and the further away we get from each other, the bigger chance we will drop the ball. Still it's gravity, but the closer we are, we won't drop the ball, so gravity is stronger.
No, that's not what's actually happening. That's an interesting observation, however, and a unique way of looking at gravity, bending space. But really, it has to do with the fact that the further the ball travels, the amount of space between you and the ball has increased maximally, and you have to focus more closely on precision out in left field than you might as shortstop catching the ball quick because it bounced off you. When I play shortstop, I always put myself in front of the ball so that even if I didn't catch it, it stopped the ball.
Mason, we're going into a commercial break. The bell has just rung again. Why don't we talk a little bit more about gravity? And if you have any more questions, we can ask them in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes after this commercial break. Mason, you're still up with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm Vin Finelli.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'll tell you why I'm chuckling in just a second. You know, there's another benefit of homeschooling, and that is the building of the family unit, the strengthening of the family unit. You know, eating together, learning together, and spending more time, mothers with their children, fathers with their children, mothers and fathers with their children. And, you know, the weekdays are a learning experience for the family, and so are the weekends. So it's a great way to learn, and we've done it. And, you know, it reminds me, the reason I was chuckling is I was thinking about one of our boys who was being picked on by some of his friends, and one of his friends said, you know, it was kind of belittling him for being homeschooled. And so our son turned to his friend and said, "Do you know why you're not homeschooled? It's because your mother's not smart enough." Rick, you've met our boys, and
oh no, they're cool, yeah.
And I can, you know, I know you can imagine one of them saying that. So we're talking about gravity. What a great question! And you know, question
well, no,
what
it,
is gravity?
It's a leading question. Now let's go to page two. After you get the ChemCraft chemistry set and the microscope that you and your brother are going to learn how to use, Boeing has now created a magnetic monopole, and this is. There's no, it's just one side of the magnet, not two sides. And as such, that seemingly run on what we call inertialess in gravity, because space is being bent, a magnetic monopole could be used as a vehicle that slid along the curvature of space. That's what we have in Star Trek referred to as, what do they call it, wormhole. And it is a new phenomenon that is being developed in nanotechnology. That's very, very small, down small as an atom kind of thing. And looking at the universe from that perspective, and they're creating all kinds of interesting things with carbon atoms now. The one that we call fullerene or buckyball has 60 atoms. It looks like a soccer ball. And if they fire a laser beam inside that, it ricochets off all the surfaces and goes to the very center of that structure. And what they're doing is putting deuterium or water that then causes it to turn into a plasma. And that's where cold fusion is occurring, using light beams reflecting themselves off each other to superheat the water inside a little tiny molecule.
Mason, do you have additional questions about gravity for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes. Is there a beginning or end to gravity?
If you look at it as a relationship to space and mass and time, probably as limited as the universe is, and right now it's pretty big. I mean, we're talking about other galaxies that have billions of stars, and how far is a star from yourself? So in terms of infinities, probably as close as your mind's eye could visualize. It's everywhere, yes. I don't think it doesn't have a beginning or end. I think it began with the concept of something becoming physical and mass.
So do other galaxies have gravity?
Yes, because they would have mass also. And they're emitting light. And that was another question you and your brother were asking. I've sent your mom my responses to questions we didn't get to and some links that she might like to play with you on, some little videos so that you get the visual part of it. And maybe we'll start you using a computer shortly so you can answer your own questions. Well, at some point, you're not going to be the student. You're going to be the teacher. I sense that both you and your brother are going to be scientists, probably, by the questions and the way you're asking at your age. You know, you're asking questions that even 13-year-olds don't quite ask yet.
And that's another benefit to homeschooling is sometimes they can make, have their own questions and they can go research them and make their own lessons.
sometimes.
Right. Well, that's what they're doing right now, actually.
Yeah,
that's what school is really used to be all about. And then you tried to get them engaged in wood shop or football or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Missy,
they wanted to
Missy, you were a teacher at one point, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Still am.
And did you... And you still are a teacher? Well, yes, of course.
But
I meant...
Then she just double-stammed you.
Well, what I meant is she did.
I know.
What I meant was in public school.
Yes. Well, I taught in a private school for a couple of years, yes. So I do have my elementary credential.
Yeah.
And did you find it... Did you find the structure was an inhibitor to education of the school system you were in?
A little bit. It's really hard when you have a classroom of, 20-plus kids, and then as they get older, 30, 40-plus kids, to really individualize the education. You really do have to teach at the middle and then just try to bring the lower ones up. And then the ones that are above grade level, they're a lot of times not pushed forward. A lot of times the teachers use those higher kids to help the lower kids. So,
yeah, mentoring.
Yeah,
that
mentoring.
Concept of
so it's,
mentoring.
It's a great
like
mentoring
brother,
relationship, but then also the higher kids are not being pushed either. So
yeah, but the mentorship part is excellent.
Yeah, I agree with that. That part is really, really great.
Yeah, Matthew is going to be a tough noogie.
Yeah.
Just because of Mason.
Yeah.
Well, when one of our children was in public school, she would finish the reading assignment first, way, way, way ahead. And the teacher would say, well, do it again. And
right.
After a while, she got sick of doing it multiple times.
Right.
And the public school had no alternative. There was no solution to what do you do with someone who is faster than everyone else in the class. What do you do? Other than
right.
do it again.
Right.
And so we decided it made no sense to have her do whatever it is she was doing three times instead of one time. Let's see. We've got Matthew. You're up next with your question.
Why do we have dreams?
Well, that's another hard... I sent your mom a link that has the 9 leading theories of what dreams are about. They're all each quite different. One, for example, is that when you're dreaming, you're in a safe position. You're in a warm bed in your home, the door closed, you're in a safe position, and it's a place where you can take your past memories and integrate them with the today's events to somehow rebuild your emotional response or higher level of a relationship to something. That's what one person says. Dreams can be prophetic, like giving you a warning or offering you a solution. The dream itself in what happened is not as important as how you feel about the dream, like, wow, that was important. I don't know what it meant, but that was a more important dream than another dream. That is where the value of dreams become a way of talking to yourself. And so those kinds of dreams and those kinds of days that subsequently result from the dream are why you should keep a diary. Even at your age, it is a way that you begin to talk to yourself, because dreams mean different things to different people. And we, all of us, are so uniquely different that from each other. You and Matthew may be different. The dream has a different meaning to you than it would be to your brother. And why you keep the diary is, over a period of time, key words come out at you in terms of anger or solution to a problem, that kind of thing, where you begin to have a way of getting what the dream was about. It takes time. There are other kinds of dreams, lucid dreaming, where dreams become close to reality, and you can try to control them like you're trying to control your reality and what happens in your life using dreams. There are Indian tribes like the Hopi and the Aborigines in Australia that would suggest that dreams are more real than your conscious state right now, that this is more of a hallucination than the dreams are. And they call that place dream time. And the reason it's so important to them is because even as a physicist, I am now discovering that dream time is where you change your reality. It's not with conscious intent. It is a relationship to dream time. And so there are some toys that will allow you to, a neurologic shunt that allows you to bring dream time closer to consciousness. And that's what lucid dreaming is about, learning how to control your dream.
We've been talking to our two homeschool students, a fourth grader and a fifth grader, Matthew and Mason, and their mom, Missy. Richard Allen Miller's been with us. We've been talking about science. And let's talk with Missy when we come back about homeschooling. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I have a friend in Virginia who sent his children to a public school. And actually, it was the same public school that we sent our children to for a short time. And he would take his children out of school for several days at a time for events that he wanted them to participate in, not school events, other events. And he would say that we don't let school get in the way of our children's education. And he's absolutely right. And he doesn't let school get in the way of his children's education. So, Missy, here's the question for you. Who should homeschool and who should not homeschool? Do you have thoughts on that?
I think anyone who wants to stay home with their kids can educate them. I don't think it's reserved for a certain group of people. I think anybody can homeschool. You mm-hmm. just have to have patience and more patience and more patience. And mm-hmm. that's basically the main thing you have to have. You also have to know how your child learns, which is a great way you get to know your children on a deeper level and how they relate and process information. So you have to know how they do that versus how you process information, because a lot of times it's different, and that's how clashes happen and how you're trying to teach one way, but the kid is not getting it just because they don't learn that way. And so you have to teach how the child learns. And
this is the advantage of mentorship and one-on-one,
yes,
rather than large groups with leaving no one behind.
Correct. Exactly. And everyone's homeschool is going to look different. It's not every
yep.
homeschool is going to look different. None of them are going to.
Well, you said the learning differences. Each of us is quite different.
Yeah.
You know, the Hopi used to take a look at a child at the age right now and begin to see what kinds of skills they had a penchant for, like woodworking or microscopes or whatever, and that's then what they were developed and trained to be part of the tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's whatever your child is interested in.
And everybody's different. That's what makes that natural resource is the diversity of our children.
Exactly, exactly. So some, you know, people learn by doing, and some people learn by seeing it. Some people learn by listening. So I try to incorporate all of those and really understand how the child is going to process that information.
Natural and Mason are quite different, aren't they?
Oh, they are polar opposites, yes.
And yet, they seemingly function real well.
Thank you. Yes, they do.
Their questions are actually impressive.
Missy, at age 14, our daughter started attending college classes at the university. We would drive her to specific classes that she wanted to take.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran into a problem. After she completed enough courses for her freshman year, the school said there's no way she can take any more classes until she, you know, matriculates. And we said, okay.
Okay.
And when she was a sophomore, they said there's no way we're not going to let her take any more classes until she matriculates. And we said, okay. And the problem we had was she did not have a high school diploma. And she was now a sophomore in college. And then when she was a junior, they said, this is it. No more. We're not kidding. We're not going to let her take any more classes. So what actually happened was she had to get her GED.
Oh, my goodness.
She was just about ready to graduate college. And she had to get her GED formally before they would let her graduate as a senior at the university. So it absolutely does work. We're convinced it works. And we're convinced a lot more people can homeschool their children.
Most definitely. And, I think a government has to tell you what your child needs to learn.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Rick, your last minute thoughts?
I'm just really impressed. And thank you, Matthew and Mason, for your time with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Missy, thanks for being with us today. Mason, thank you so much. Matthew, thank you. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for spending your time with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.